Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm Sue Norris. This week, By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note that I left hanging on her door.
Frank Sinatra called the composer Jimmy Webb's subtle, mournful ballad the greatest torch song ever written. Yet when Webb, who was a young writer for Motown at the time, presented the tune's three narrative verses to his bosses, they were puzzled. "Where's the chorus?" they asked. There was no chorus, although not for lack of Motown trying to wrestle one onto it. By the Time I Get to Phoenix follows the narrator on a road trip to Oklahoma as he marks out the miles, imagining what she is doing as he drives far away from her for good this time. After kicking around fruitlessly at Motown, Webb's song, along with its writer, ended up with the singer and producer Johnny Rivers. He recorded it in 1966 on the album Changes for his own label.
She laughs when she reads the part that says I'm leaving, 'cause I've left that girl so many times before.
Rivers considered releasing Phoenix as a single, but instead he suggested it to a fellow producer who was working with a young singer and guitarist, Glenn Campbell. Campbell had had a couple of minor solo hits and had stepped in on tour with the Beach Boys after Brian Wilson's breakdown. He was part of the legendary Wrecking Crew, the LA session players who worked on such 60s-defining hits as He's a Rebel and California Dreamin'. Campbell also possessed a faultless 5-octave vocal range.
And she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so.
Giving the song to Campbell was an inspired suggestion on the part of Johnny Rivers. Within a month of Campbell recording Phoenix in 1967, the tune reached number 2 in the country charts and number 26 in the pop charts. It became one of the most covered songs of the 20th century and attracted artists ranging from the Four Tops to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
And by the time I get to Albuquerque, she'll be working.
Some listeners have cavilled at the timings ascribed to the route in Phoenix, even producing maps to show how improbable they were. Webb said in 2011, "Sometimes as a writer you come to a decision like that and you just flip a coin. You could try By the Time I Get to Flagstaff, but does it work as well? Is that one of those tiny little factors that determines whether a song is a hit or not? You bet.
By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and call my name out low."
Phoenix opened a partnership between Jimmy Webb and Glenn Campbell that was to produce pop country classics like Galveston and Wichita Lineman. Campbell's sweet-tenored account of Phoenix was a radio-friendly track at under 3 minutes long. But just 2 years later, the soul singer Isaac Hayes released a monumental 19-minute version of the song. Hayes' album, Hot Buttered Soul, became the first to hit high in four of the music charts: R&B, jazz, pop, and easy listening. Hayes audaciously opens his version of Phoenix with a 10-minute rap, something unheard of at the time, which invented an intense backstory for the song's character. His sensual baritone delivers a cautionary tale for the uxorious, a husband working triple time to please a faithless woman who brags about his stupidity. As his wronged protagonist packs his car, it's 3:30 in the morning, and Hayes is yet to go anywhere near the song's melody. By the time he does, the length of the recording, there are only four tracks on the album, had overturned the formula of hit singles plus filler that governed the industry's treatment of black albums.
And these very words came into his mind. He said, by the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be right.
Hayes's refashioning of a country pop hit sold millions, and it opened a radical space into which Marvin Gaye, Curtis Mayfield and others soon stepped. Yet the famous rapt intro only came about when Hayes found himself performing Phoenix in front of a chattering club audience. "I figured I'd better do something," he later said. "I knew they were going to think I was crazy to be doing a song by a white pop singer, so I figured I'd explain. And I started talking."
For more downloads, go to...
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.